Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Does every mom morph into a Karen as she gets older? Or is it just my mom?
I think it's kind of like how dads morph into Republicans. They just start watching Fox News and they're like, well, this is it. Yeah.
I'm not jealous that my mother would have never stood up for me when I was a kid the way she stands up for my niece. So I'm on the phone with her and she's picking up my niece who's 8 at school. And she goes, oh, Willow's out on the playground. They're running around the track. And I'm like, well, that's cool. And then we continue our conversation, whatever we were talking about. A couple of minutes later, she goes, you know, they've gone around the track now 3 times. I'm like, it's gym class.
Right. Right?
Yeah. They're kids and they're like 8-year-olds. Yeah. Let me know when it's 800.
Field day preparations, right?
So go back to our conversation and then she goes, it's been 6 laps now. I'm just watching these kids. They're running around there. Their faces look beet red. I don't see any water. And so I ask, is it like 100 degrees there?
Or what is it?
She goes, it's like 60.
Oh, jeez, come on.
It's like perfect weather.
So I don't know what to say to her because I should say, Mom, they're kids, da-da-da-da. Remember I told you a long time ago, my mother doesn't want to hear anybody's opinion.
Right.
She just
right. does what she wants.
So
she's reached I'm that like, point.
So I go, Janie, are you going to go say something?
Yeah.
And she goes, yes, I am. I'll call you back. And I'm like, no, 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 no. And she hangs up.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Because if you're going to go say something, at least let me hear it.
Yeah.
I want to be here for. I got a front row seat to this. Are you kidding?
You could
be, you could be the voice of God too, like helping her get through the situation. Tell her what to say.
But, she's there, and I'm like, don't let down. Don't let down. You got this, Mom.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Go, Jenny. So she calls back a few minutes later, and she goes, well, I got out of the car and I walked over to the fence and I started yelling, but they were wrapping it up by then. But I'm going to ask Willow when she gets in the car how she felt about it. And then if she was upset about it, well, then we're going to take care of this. I saw a lot of me in her at that moment, so I was very proud of her. We hang up. About 10 minutes later, my mom calls back laughing. Can you guess what she's about to say?
No.
She said, Willow got in the car, and I asked her if she was okay running that many laps around the track. And Willow goes, I didn't have gym class.
Oh, gosh.
What? She wasn't even there?
She wasn't even there. Unbelievable,
oh my gosh.
Danny.
What's the matter, Tattles?
Keeping up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Strong storms, heavy rain will dry out for a little while so that everybody can get comfortable. And then more storms are going to come in tonight, potentially. High today of 83. It's 72 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
Who could possibly be bigger than the Olympics? I will tell you in just a minute. But imagine being a senior in high school, waiting to hear back from the college that you've been dying to get into, and you get an email that says welcome and congratulations, like the elation that goes through your body. And then the next day you get a letter in the mail saying, oh, sorry, you didn't actually get in. Better luck next time.
What?
Whoa.
That's what happened to around 1,500 students who applied to Georgia State University.
How? It was a glitch.
Some
it was
kind
a mistake?
Of glitch. Yeah, I guess it happened once before in 2018. And here we go again.
What a great business model that colleges have. It's like, hey, you're going to apply to pay us $40,000 a year, right. And we might let you in, might not.
How deflating.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
As a student, you're all excited. You're telling people.
I know.
And then you're like, I didn't
get in. You're planning, especially kids that applied that live out of state.
Right.
Who were planning to move here and get apartments set up and try and find jobs. And then...
And you got to fix that sign at the front of the neighborhood now?
Oh, Drex.
That's the big one.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's important.
Now, the Olympics is happening in Paris this summer, end of July through the beginning of August. No doubt the world's biggest event. Mm-hmm. It's been happening for hundreds of years, and now there's something even bigger. Taylor Swift.
Oh, boy.
So right now, she's bringing in 5 times more worldwide travelers to France than the Olympic Games.
What?
Her Eras Tour lands in the City of Love tonight for the next 4 days. And more people, especially in the States, have been traveling overseas to see her because it's cheaper.
Cheaper to see Taylor Swift in Paris than it is to see her in America,
in your
including
own
the
hometown.
Airline, including the flights?
Including the flights, wow. And the hotels and the actual tickets. And I guess the tickets are easier to get over there because they don't let Live Nation and Ticketmaster and all those people do all of the crazy things where they let the bots come in.
Yeah, you can't buy it and then jack up the prices on StubHub or something.
Is there a better place in the world than Paris, France? I mean, they've got the Eiffel Tower. They've got romance. They've got the Lock Bridge.
They have croissant.
4-day work week.
Yeah, right?
No super... Ticketmaster.
Heading out of town? Take Tad, Drex, and Kara with you wherever you go and listen live in the free B98.5 app. Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
We're sponsored by R.S. Andrews, Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electrical. Lori in Kennesaw, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you get all the hatches battened down before you left today? It's going to be stormy, right?
I know. We're under tornado watch. Fun.
Do you guys have like a bunkhouse in the back, some place where you can run like in Twister?
Yeah, it's called my basement.
Good. I hope you got lots of provisions. Can you do us a favor and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Get out of there, Kara.
I'm gone, Lori. Good luck.
Right. Kara's going to leave the studio. We're going to ask you 5 trivia questions, and we're going to bring Kara back and ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to pay you $100 of her own money for some canned goods, probably. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Number one, new survey says 80% of American employees are in favor of a 4-day work week. How many hours is a typical American work week?
40.
Number two, Bette Midler regrets not suing Lindsay Lohan over backing out of a sitcom back in the early 2000s. Bette Midler is best known as one of the Sanderson sisters in what movie franchise?
Hocus Pocus.
Number three, Travis Kelce says he's never even met the actress who accused him of always being drunk. Does Travis play offense or defense?
Travis plays offense.
Number four, Peacock app announced they're going to stream episodes of the new Office reboot. What city was The Office located in?
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
And number five, Bob Saget's widow, Kelly Rizzo, has made her relationship with Brecken Meyer official on social media. Brecken played a lawyer on what TBS show?
Scrubs.
Scrubs, or is it another S word?
No,
is it another
S
word?
No, it's not. That was an USA.
It's another show. I'm sorry.
Bring Kara back
in. I don't know. Let's do that.
That's right, what either. I thought it was. Yeah. Right, tried to help.
Hey, Lori and Kennesaw cleaned up those first four, and one of them's an Office question.
Kara, ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, how many hours in a typical work week?
40.
All right, Lori got it right as well. 1-1.
Did you hear that, Drex? 40. Number two, Bette Midler is best known as one of the Sanderson sisters in what movie franchise?
Hocus Pocus.
That's what Lori said, 2-2.
Number three, does Travis Kelce play offense or defense?
He's offense.
He's a tight end. Yes, he is. That's what Lori said, 3-3.
Number four, what city was The Office located in?
City? Dayton?
They were looking for Scranton. Lori got it right.
Uh-oh.
So it's 4-3.
Uh-oh.
Kara, you have to get the next question, the hardest question, right just to tie.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Maybe.
Brecken Meyer played a lawyer on what TBS show?
Oh, it was with Zach Morris.
Mm-hmm. Gonna need an answer.
Franklin and Bash?
Pressure's on. She pulled out the Franklin and Bash.
Oh, my God. I never even heard those two words used together.
Really?
No. Oh, great game this morning. A 4-4 tie, but all ties do go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. 1,764 wins, 54 losses, Kara.
Great game, Lori. Oh.
Great game.
No cash, but you get 4 tickets to Star Wars and More, the music of John Williams with Atlanta Symphony Orchestra May 19th at Ameris Bank Amphitheater. Tickets on sale, livenation.com. You're all set.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We play 2 times every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35.
There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
He said not the panic.
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
This is where we try to solve the unsolvable. You've already talked to all your girlfriends about it. They don't have good advice, or they're not telling you what you want to hear anyway. That's when you reach out, you hit the panic button at 404-741-0985. Good morning, Savannah.
Hey, guys. I need to hit the panic button.
What's going on?
I'm sitting at my husband's laptop right now. I have his Delta account pulled up, and I'm about to cancel his ticket.
His ticket to where?
Los Angeles. He leaves me every Mother's Day, and I just had enough.
Ooh. Wait a minute. He leaves you on Mother's Day? Do you guys have kids?
Yeah. It was one thing when it was just me and him, but we now have 2 young kids. He leaves us to be with his mother. She lives in Pasadena, and every year since our kids were born, I beg him to be here with us, but he always has some excuse.
How old are your kids?
They're 3 and 6.
You've logged on to his Delta account, and you're thinking about canceling his ticket without talking about it first?
I really want to. I can't bring myself to do it.
Girl, cancel that ticket.
What?
Yes. If he's going to leave you home alone on Mother's Day to take care of 2 young kids while he goes and gallivants in Los Angeles.
Kara, he's not gallivanting. He's going to be with his aging mother.
All right. This is an easy solution. Just have mom come here.
That would be great. But she's afraid to fly.
Oh, I mean, that's either convenient or something.
Kara had just said that he's leaving you all alone. You don't have childcare, maybe to get a break?
Well, my family's here.
Do you have your own mother to celebrate?
I do, but...
But you're the mother of his children. Is he doing anything for you?
He usually has to make me a card and some, you know, arts and crafts project. You know, the typical.
I think some of the most precious gifts that I've gotten for Father's Day for my kids were like little finger paintings and stuff like that. Those are the ones that you hang on the tree at Christmas. Those are the ones that you keep.
Yeah, but you don't expect to be left high and dry by your husband on Mother's Day.
And it's not just for Mother's Day. This is the thing. He's going for the weekend with all of his buddies. I can see it right here on his calendar. He has golf lined up on Saturday.
So you're sitting in front of your computer right now. You're thinking about canceling his tickets that he's planning on going to see his mother. So the first time that he's going to hear about this is when he goes to Hartsfield-Jackson.
Yeah.
And realizes, oh, where's my ticket? Are you going to tell him that you did it?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm so frustrated. I don't want to be alone on Mother's Day.
Will you be alone on Mother's Day? Or you said you have family, you have brothers and sisters, you have a mom.
Does your husband have brothers and sisters?
No, he's an only child.
Oh, my gosh.
So is going with him an option?
Is it so fun traveling with a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old?
Oh, no way. To California.
Last-minute tickets.
On Mother's Day, that's we're taking that option off the table. What a horrible idea. Whose idea was that? What do you think she should do? She wants to cancel that ticket, 404-741-0985. Corey in Ellenwood.
Yeah, so it's Mother's Day. It's not Wife's Day. Like, he should be with his mom.
But there's not a Wife's Day, and she's the mother of his children, so shouldn't she get a little love, too?
But she does, though. Her family's in town. Like, think about how disappointed his mom would be if her only son can't make it to see her on Mother's Day.
That woman's going to be sitting alone on Mother's Day, is what you're saying, right?
Yes. Kara, you just said yourself, she's going to be with her kids. He should be with his mom.
she's going to be with her kids. Her kid's going to be celebrating their mom.
Yeah, but what mom wants to be with their kids all day long on Mother's Day? Yeah, we want a little brunch and a little, like, how to do, but then leave us alone. Give us a break.
On Father's Day, y'all plan, like, we go to the Braves game. We all do these activities.
Really? I was going to ask you, Tad, like, don't on Father's Day we kind of get carte blanche? We get to do whatever we want?
Yeah, no. You do.
Oh, my God, no. I'm gone the whole day.
And I don't want to do what I want. I want to spend time with my kids and be celebrated. They can't celebrate you if you're away from them. Unfortunately, what I'm hearing from you guys is that we need more days. We need Wife's Day. We need Leave Mom Alone Day. We need Leave Dad Alone Day, because I spend Father's Day with my family.
Well, if Mother's Day is only for your mother, then when are you supposed to celebrate the mother of your children?
On Wife's Day.
There isn't a Wife's Day.
Invent one. Oh, I mean, gosh. There's Empanada Day. What is today's probably five different days. Yeah. It's not my fault. I don't come up with a calendar. Katie in Covington.
So I know y'all just talked about it. My answer is not the most favorable one, but I say she takes the kids and her and they surprise and go see grandma.
Yeah, but imagine flying to L.A. on Mother's Day weekend last minute with a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old.
So you got big expense and you got a lot of arrangements that need to be made. And she didn't sound like she'd want to spend the weekend with her mother-in-law either.
Yeah, and then she's not being celebrated. They're there to celebrate her mother-in-law and not her. I think she's feeling raw because she has never been celebrated. He's always gone to see his mom.
Then I would probably maybe change my answer and say just cancel his flight and he stays home.
This is the thing. I don't know if you picked up on this. She's broken into his computer. She guessed a bunch of his passwords and finally broke into his computer to be able to do this.
Well, it wasn't hard to guess the password. It's his mom's name with like a one or an exclamation point.
That said, you got this violation of trust between husband and wife also at play here. That's on the line. She cancels this ticket. It's not really about whether or not he goes or not anymore. It's about, you've logged into my computer. You guessed the password, snuck into my computer, figured out my Delta app.
Listen, sometimes you have to go to extreme measures. Sometimes people just don't get it. You can beat them over the head with what you want a million times, and they still don't receive that information that you're trying to give them.
Yeah, especially when you're feeling that resentful. Mm-hmm. You don't think rational.
She says this has been building for years. The open mics, you can leave us a quick message. Just use the open mic on the B98.5 app. It records you right into the studio.
I think y'all have deeper problems than Mother's Day. If he goes behind your back to do things, and then you're willing to go behind his back and embarrass him at the airport.
Yeah, that is a tough part of this story. He's going to get to the airport. This is how she's teaching him a lesson. He's going to get to the airport, go to open his Delta app and see that he didn't have a flight or that his flight was canceled. And think of that, what that's going to do to their marriage. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Nicole in Atlanta, single mama 4. Don't cancel that ticket, honey. You sit him down face to face and tell him that he's not going, and then tell him why. Golf is going to have to wait. The homies are going to have to wait. Grandma is going to have to wait, because this day is all about you, sweetie, and he needs to realize it.
Easy with that. Easy with that.
Yeah, play the golf. The man's going to be there on a Saturday. What's he supposed to can't celebrate mom all weekend?
Oh my gosh.
There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
I'm going to do what you all think I'm going to do, which is just flip out.
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
Savannah is panicked this morning because her husband doesn't listen. She's been begging him, be here for Mother's Day. Every year he flies out to hang out with his mother and play golf with his buddies. And he's an only child and mm-hmm. she's got 2 young kids. And she says, you need to stay here.
I mean, to the point where this is time sensitive. Savannah said she's sitting in front of her computer right now, has her husband's Delta account open, and she has her finger on that cancel button to cancel his flight.
She should cancel it.
This is what happens when you beg somebody and beg somebody and beg somebody, and they always promise you, oh, next year, next year, mm-hmm. next year. And then finally you're like, all right, drastic times, call for drastic measures. Tracy and Cumming.
Good morning, Tad. How are you?
Great. You have a solution?
I would let him go on Mother's Day. Go right ahead and go on Mother's Day. But come Father's Day,
I'm in Vegas, baby.
With her father, though. That's the key. Otherwise, he'll have...
Exactly. Right,
don't give him any options. I agree with that. He should celebrate his mother on Mother's Day. She should celebrate her father on Father's Day.
But don't you think this is a wonderful opportunity, though, when you have your own family to start building your own traditions?
Exactly.
This is an only child. This is a mother, an aging mother in her 70s. She's not going to be around forever. And when she's gone, then he can focus his attention on his wife. I feel terrible for her. Scared old lady in Pasadena, California.
You're making her sound like she's on her deathbed, and this will be the last Mother's Day, the last time she ever gets to see her
child. She's in her 70s. I definitely hear that, Tad, but not to be the guy that pulls out the Bible, but it says when you get married, you leave your old ways and you build a new family.
So you forget that you have a mother.
You can call her.
Wow.
It's about you and the kids.
Yeah, do your mom.
Ashley in Ball Ground.
Oops.
Hi, I have the perfect solution.
What's that?
The mother-in-law needs to fly to Atlanta because then both moms can be celebrated.
She's afraid to fly. How do you like that?
Well, even if mom does come here, isn't it going to be a power struggle?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It is, but in my personal opinion, I have a 16 and 15-year-old, but I feel like once my children become mothers, my Mother's Days are done, and it's my job to get to them to celebrate their holiday.
Especially when you have young kids, 3 and 6, yay, there's nothing that they can really do for mom that would be cool, you know? Like, you could do an art project or something, yes, but you could also have dad around to, like, relieve mom for a little while so she could go get some rest.
I think dad should be the facilitator of Mother's Day, but I think the kids should celebrate their mom. Have the kids make breakfast for mom. Together. Mom will think that's so sweet, and she will think that those tiny little gifts are treasured memories. Will be wonderful.
How is dad going to facilitate the 3 and 6-year-old from L.A.?
And who's going to clean? Let's say the 3 and 6-year-old do make breakfast for mom, and dad's gone. Who's going to clean up the kitchen?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
The kids are.
I like the idea of adding holidays, but we just need to add Grandmother's Day because then he can fly out there for Grandmother's
for sure.
No, the kids would fly out to L.A. alone for Grandmother's Day to celebrate their grandmother.
Now you're sending a 3 and 6-year-old to an elderly woman for the weekend without their parents?
Yes.
Okay, Dad.
Yes. I love that idea.
The parents will love that.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes. Finally. I'm all aboard.
Let's just take a moment. All right. We've all agreed on something. Let's enjoy this. Soak it all in. Today, on this day, 8:29 in the morning.
Want to win $1,000 cash? Listen to Tad, Drex, and Kara weekday mornings at 8 a.m. for your chance to win. Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5. They can't guarantee the response, but Tad, Drex, and Kara at least help you ask for forgiveness.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Liz, I see here you need your husband's forgiveness because you got a job.
And that sounds crazy, right? But it's getting in the way of our family routine. It's a new thing, back to work. Our kids are grown. I was feeling kind of empty, and I went back into the workforce.
When you said it's throwing off the routine, I thought for sure you had young kids that need to get places and do things.
And then when dad has to do those morning rush, everything goes to hell in a handbasket.
You know, I needed something in my life, and I'm so much happier. But he has definitely had to rearrange his schedule, and I think he's constantly unhappy now, and he's kind of a little passive-aggressive.
You said he has to rearrange his life. I mean, is your new job that demanding?
It is, in that things pop up at the last minute.
Okay.
I'm basically on call often, and...
He wants his dinner. Right.
Well, is it that side of it, or is that he's got so accustomed to, not that working full time is easy, but he's got accustomed to his schedule. It's predictable, and now things are thrown off.
Right.
There is that for sure. And I'm trying to balance the best I can, but he seems very upset. But everything's fine. Everything's fine. You know, that kind
of thing. Yeah. Typical male response.
But he hasn't said, like, all right, you tried this, you gave it a shot, now quit, because
ultimatums or anything.
No, and
he definitely sees how happy I am and energized.
I hope that's not the reason he's upset.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, what, that I'm happy?
A tough adjustment.
Right.
Well, that you're happy, that you have your own life, that you go to your own place. Your life used to revolve around him and the kids and all of that.
That's a real thing, right, Tab? Could be a little bit of jealousy at play.
You guys are not in a fight necessarily. Why are we doing this on the radio?
The more he says stuff and the more resentful he is, I think then I'm going to blow.
Yeah.
And I don't want it to get to that.
Yeah. Do you forgive your wife for bringing extra money into the home?
And making herself happy.
And making herself, Give us a couple of minutes. We're going to get Phil on the phone and talk some sense into him and hopefully get him to forgive you for living your life.
It's never too late to apologize with Tad, Drex, and Kara. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Liz was just telling us, you know, she's kind of an empty nester. They're empty nesters right now. Kids have grown up, moved out of the house, so she decided, I'm going to get a job. She gets a job, and her husband has had a hard time with it. He says it's thrown off the schedule. She's on call. So we are calling Phil to see if we can help her work this out and kind of figure out what's bothering him, why it's bothering him, and will he forgive her, and can they move forward this way? Liz, he's not going to know you're on the line when he picks up, okay?
Okay. Yellow.
Hey, good morning, Phil. This is Tad, Drex, and Caracom from B98.5. How are you?
Am I on the radio right now?
Phil, we heard your wife had gone back to work. It's been an adjustment. Your kids have left the house. Lots of craziness happening in your house. We just wanted to check in on you. It's a bit of a welfare check. You okay with it?
Am I okay that my wife's back to work?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Of course I am.
Phil, drop the act. Quit trying to be the tough guy. Oh, whenever you ask a guy, how are you doing? Oh, I'm great. Are you?
Especially you are on the radio.
So she's a massage therapist, and all her clients are men, and it's a little...
They're not all men.
We figured Liz, hang on. We're supposed to come on that early.
Wait.
Phil, this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Liz was calling to ask your forgiveness because she said you were upset about going back to work. Now I think we know you're upset because she's massaging men.
All men.
Right.
All men.
Not all men. A lot of men, because men need massages.
One of the biggest issues as I have is that you started to reach out to all my tennis buddies, and it's a little weird.
Why is
that
it
you're
weird?
Well, Liz, you're advertising your business amongst your social circles. That could be the issue, because now it's his, you're rubbing his buddies down.
So what? They play tennis. Their arms hurt. Their backs hurt. It's an untapped market. I don't see the big deal.
Is this a situation where maybe you started with one guy and then that guy told another guy and another guy? I could see the group chat.
Oh, she's good.
Like, yeah,
she's
the group text chat going on behind Phil's back. Like, boy, you should check out Phil's wife. She does a number on me.
I am a very strong woman. I had great hands. I'm really good at this.
Oh, my God.
But you don't like hearing about her great hands?
Oh, jeez.
How have I missed it all these years? Why don't I get one? How about we work that out?
Wait a second.
Oh.
Liz, have you ever massaged your husband?
The cobbler's children have no shoes.
What does that mean?
That's just a nice, that's what the kids say nowadays.
What's a cobbler?
She's saying that you're basically loosey-goosey. You don't need massage therapy.
Yeah, and that, a cobbler is a guy, a person that makes shoes. They make shoes for everybody else, but not their
kids.
Own kids.
Right.
Phil, if you want to pay me, I'll massage you.
That's your husband.
I'm making money. That's all it is.
Wait, how much are you charging an hour to our tennis friends?
They get the friends and family discount. Why are you asking?
Okay.
I don't even want to. Where's Phil's friends and family discount?
Yeah. Phil, Liz was calling because she is feeling terrible that she went back to work and it's been a tough adjustment for you. Will you get over this?
I would just prefer that she doesn't advertise with my friends.
Oh, get over it. I'm not advertising. They just happen to be clients. They need massages. And they trust me.
They're lined up from Midtown to Canton.
On the next, Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Oh my, Carrie needs forgiveness from her best friend Shannon tomorrow for stealing Shannon's identity.
Oh no.
But there's a good excuse behind it. It's if only Shannon saw.
That's not like a single white female situation.
No. We will get to that tomorrow morning. Forgive and Forget, 7 a.m. Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.